This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, the new coronavirus has infected 3.71 million people and killed more than 260,000. Experts universally agree the figures are actually higher because of limited testing, different methods of counting fatalities, and suppression of figures by some governments. The U.S. is by far the worst hit by the pandemic, with 71,000 deaths and 1.2 million infections. The outbreak has halted economies all over the world, with people staying home to prevent further spread of the virus. In some countries and regions, people are being allowed to return to work in certain sectors, and more shops and restaurants are being allowed to operate. However, governments are still mandating people wear face masks and maintain social distancing amid concerns easing restrictions will bring a second wave of infections. Spanish lawmakers extended a state of emergency, allowing the government to keep lockdown measures in place for at least 2 more weeks. The vote comes as Spain said foreign tourist arrivals plummeted by 64% in March, a major blow to a key economic lifeline. France is inching towards a May 11th deadline to allow some schools to open their doors again after almost 2 months. Germany warned it would reimpose restrictions if new cases could not be contained. Authorities have begun making plans for a resurgence of the virus. Germany will allow all students back to school this month, all shops to resume business, and even restart the top-flight football Bundesliga, though it would remain without spectators for the time being. For the latest on COVID-19 stories and all the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. With many U.S. states reopening, it's worth remembering COVID-19 is still here. AP correspondent Mike Garcia has more.
As many states push ahead with steps toward reopening, Dr. Amish Adalja of Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security cautions.
The virus has not left. It's still here. When you have people interacting, you're going to get more cases.
Adalja, who's a senior scholar and infectious disease doctor, tells the AP precautionary measures will still be important.
It will be key that people still continue to do some of the basic hygiene that we've been emphasized throughout this pandemic, including hand washing and refraining from touching your face, and if you are sick, to stay at home.
For most people, the coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms, but for some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness and even death. I'm Mike Garcia.
The White House press secretary says the U.S.-China relationship is one of disappointment and frustration, highlighting a deepening rift between Washington and Beijing. The remarks, delivered during a White House press briefing Wednesday, come as China and the United States continue to clash over the origins of the deadly coronavirus. Earlier in the day, China said tariffs should not be used as a weapon in response to President Trump's threat to impose more of them in retaliation for how China handled the coronavirus outbreak. China will not invite international experts to investigate the source of COVID-19 until the final victory over the virus. That's what Beijing's UN ambassador in Geneva said Wednesday. China's priority is first beating the pandemic and secondly countering what they say is the U.S. politicizing the new coronavirus. The World Health Organization says it's waiting for an invitation from China to take part in its investigations into the animal origins of the virus, first reported in the city of Wuhan in December. Hundreds of Indian police have tested positive for the coronavirus in recent days, raising alarm among an overstretched force, one attempting to enforce the world's largest lockdown to contain the pandemic. Some 3 million police are trying to ensure the vast majority of India's 1.3 billion people stay home. In an eagerly awaited decision, Israel's Supreme Court ruled Wednesday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can form a new government even while under indictment for alleged corruption. The ruling paves the way for the right-wing Netanyahu to form a coalition government with centrist opposition leader Benny Gantz after 3 inconclusive elections over the past year. The 11-judge panel, all wearing face masks, unanimously ruled that they found no legal basis to prevent Knesset member Netanyahu from forming the government. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.